You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life, in here in the studio with Jeevan.
Hello, everybody.
Jeevan, how's it hanging?
I'm doing pretty well. No real complaints. Not snowing, not cold out. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting a little cold for my taste.
It's still cold, but it's like bearably cold. It's not like
you're right. It's
I can't do anything. I'm too like.
I don't have frostbitten nipples yet.
Yeah. Well, like soon.
They are nature's temperature gauge.
Seriously, yeah.
I was thinking about it because I went for a hike with my lovely girlfriend Nicole on Sunday. We did Norvin Falls.
Where's that?
In Lynn Valley.
Oh, okay, okay.
And we were taking pictures for my calendar that's coming out.
Oh, right, yeah.
We got all the pictures, so we're rolling. Nice. But I wanted to do like a shirtless picture, and it was like the issue with the hike in general was that it had snowed a lot up there, and then the snow had turned into ice.
Oh, was it high altitude?
No. It's just in North Van, and North Van has its own weather stuff. So it was ice hiking. So it was like skating but uphill in my hiking boots.
That doesn't sound like it's fun at all.
It was really hard. I was waddling. Everyone else.
I just imagine you trying to go up there like a penguin, just a little bit of...
I felt like a penguin. I felt the struggle of the penguin. Everyone else had brought those like little ice spikes that you can just put on your shoes. But I didn't know it was going to be ice hiking. These people were pros. It was like a group of like 15 people where they all had their like ice hiking gear. And I'm like... I didn't know that existed. I just thought this would be a walk.
I knew it existed, but it just didn't even occur to me that you would need that.
Like, I mean, I know crampons are a thing, but not, like, things that you would attach to your runners, your hiking boots.
I guess we're just city folk now, Ben.
Yeah, I felt like a total city slicker. And the main issue with all the ice was I just about fell every 5 minutes.
I feel like you could pull your groin very easily like that.
I took some big almost falls. Oh. Like, I almost destroyed my tailbone like 6 or 7 times.
Oh, it's kind of when you're like slipping and you like wave your arms like mad and you're like, oh, and you feel like you're dying.
That's the thing.
It's like that same thing when you lean back in a chair and you think you're just going to go all the way back.
It was that every 5 minutes, but miraculously I managed to not fall once. So that was tight.
You got to embrace falling. Falling's okay every now and then.
On the ice and just destroy my tailbone. I need to sit down.
Yeah.
I don't need a hurt tailbone.
I just realized I shrugged my shoulders, and this is radio. It doesn't work like
that. I pointed at you as well, and it's you can't hear that. Anyway, what is it that we do other than shoot the breeze on CITR?
I don't know. We listen to some music. We talk about pointless things.
What kind of music do we play on The Spice of Life? I'm grilling you. This is a pop quiz.
Oh, man. Listen to some post-rock.
Yeah. That's the buzzword.
Yeah, that's what it is. One. And derivatives therein.
Yeah.
That's a jam.
Yeah, this week... I got some post-rock, and I got some stuff that I guess just isn't. So
we have two categories this week. We have post-rock and not post-rock.
But it is music, probably.
It is music, though.
Probably.
Oh.
One of the bands that I have, we'll talk about it later, they do analog electronic music. Have you heard of The Wooden Sky?
No, I do know what analog is.
They're these Canadians that make... electronic sounds without a computer.
Oh my god, how?
I don't know. I'm not really, probably witchcraft.
In my head, I just went to Blue Man Group with PVC pipes. That's not going to make electronic sounds, but just making funny noises with improvised things.
But it's like, it's tight. So anyway, so like, it's definitely music. I take it back that I said that it might not be. It's definitely music, but it's different stuff and it's not all post-rock. But I have some post-rock bangers. I have a list of post-rock bangers. Have I ever played Infinity Shred for you?
I don't think so.
Infinity Shred is like, they have one album. It's called Sanctuary. And they're just like, I think they're just like 4 or 5 dudes that are just, they're just like teenagers.
Am I going to need like an air horn if it's a banger so I can go bah, 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 bah?
It's not that.
I feel like everyone has that.
It's not that kind of banger. You're going to feel it though because it's, so this is electronic post-rock music, and it's crazy. Like, I just get, yeah, these guys, just their whole album. So anyway, I'll play, I have the song Tourist today to play, and we'll be listening to that quite soon. And if you and you as in Jeevan and you as in the listeners enjoy this song, you should listen to their whole album, because it's just like great music.
I'm excited to hear it. Yeah.
About halfway through that conversation, well, I guess near the end, I was just kind of like, am I still talking? I kind of zoned out. I do that. And then I'm like, I'm in the middle of something and I have to finish the something that I'm in the middle
of. And I don't know what I was saying.
Yeah, it's like I've forgotten. Like, my head will drift, but my mouth is still on the same track.
Yeah, I have that whenever I'm in, like, a job interview or something. I kind of just open my mouth and I start talking.
When they ask you a question,
and
I'm
my
like,
mind is like, yeah. Oh, my God, where am I going? Oh, God, just say something intelligible. Yeah. Oh, God.
Job interviews are really scary.
Oh, they're terrifying.
They are terrifying. Anyway, let's hear Infinity Shred play the song Tourist off their album Sanctuary, which I think everyone should listen to all the time, always. So here's that. We just heard Infinity Shred playing the song Tourist, and that song is one of my jams.
That was nice. It was airy and light.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it.
It's banger, and this next one's a banger. Well, I guess post-rock banger, so
I wouldn't call that a banger, but yeah.
Oh, when it drops, like, oh, anyway. There totally is a drop. I'm not going to try and replicate it. Cool.
I'd be in to hear that.
It's like, banana, banana, and then it's like, dun 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 dun.
Yeah, it did actually. Yeah.
You know the part.
Yeah,
I love that part.
So that was a good reenactment.
No, it wasn't. But thank you for being polite. I have incredible news. So one of my coworkers, this is the coolest thing. She's Instagram famous.
What, like, she have, like, just a bunch of followers?
She has, like, 7,000 followers.
That's a lot of people.
She has so many followers. Get this. This is the coolest thing. She pays someone to Instagram for her. Like, she takes all the pictures, but she pays someone to, like...
Upload them?
No, like, comment on other people's, like, stuff under her name. So that it looks like she's active in the community. But, like, with 7,000 followers, she, like, doesn't have time.
What does she post pictures of?
So she's like an athlete, and she has like stuff. And she's like, she's sponsored too. Like, she gets
sponsored by Instagram or like
not
like
not another, Instagram another specifically, but like companies that like pay her to like if she's like, hey, like I'm doing this thing hashtag company X
a name or whatever it is.
Yeah, or like really excited to use this product.
Oh, okay.
Like that kind of thing.
7,000 people is quite a lot of people.
Yeah, but like, so my question, and it came off, I guess, like maybe a little rude, but I didn't mean it to. Once the cat came out of the bag that she pays someone to Instagram for her, I was like, what kind of value are you getting from Instagram? Like my opinion was like, what's the point if you're...
If it's not entirely you all the time?
Well, just like if you're not like, why do Instagram if you're not going to do it? You know, like why?
Oh, I see what you mean.
Like what value do you get? Like it, like you enjoy your Instagram thing. You get value.
I got
that.
One post and it's going to be hilarious. And it's going to be great.
But so my question was like, what's the value? And she said, well, like... it's like with my sponsorship, like it's like a source of income for her.
Well, there's
right?
the value then.
So that was a piece that I was missing. Like it's like a source of income.
Like that's a vital piece as well.
Yeah. That's huge, but it's just kind of like she's doing Instagram for professional reasons and I just post pictures of cats or whatever. So
yeah, but there's probably people out there who post pictures of cats professionally. They make money doing that.
Professional cat photographer?
Oh, that has to be a thing.
That would be the best job in the whole world.
Ice cream taste tester?
Is that a job?
It should be.
Huh.
Video game tester? Guy Fieri's got a dope job. Just goes around the States eating food.
Yeah, but then you have to be Guy Fieri. Like, would you take that job
if the
price was you're Guy Fieri?
Oh, no, I wouldn't be him, but I'd take his job.
No, you have to be him. Like hair and everything.
I don't want frosted tips.
You are frosted tips, first of all. Like,
damn
you don't,
it.
Like, he doesn't go and get them frosted. That's just how they are
That's
naturally.
That's how he was born.
Because he's Guy Fieri. And you, also, whenever you put on sunglasses, they have to be over your neck.
That's the only
way you can wear them. Ryan insists that's easier, but he's dumb.
Yeah, Ryan's not a smart guy.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd take that. I don't want to be Guy Fieri.
I don't want to be Guy Fieri.
I like, but his job is good.
His job is sick.
Depends how much I'm getting paid. How much would you get paid to be Guy Fieri?
How much would I have to be paid to get to be Guy Fieri?
Yeah.
Probably $5 million a year.
Oh, I'd do it for less than that.
I really don't want to be
Guy Fieri. I'm assuming we can revert at any point in time. I'm not permanently Guy Fieri.
Okay. Like, so just be Guy Fieri for a year?
There's no sum of money that would make me convert to being Guy Fieri for the rest of my life.
But I guess you could like, exact changes in your life and turn his life around.
I don't think you can.
It's a
one-way
street.
The system.
Okay.
I don't think you can do that.
You just have to be Guy Fieri forever.
That's it. It's over.
Okay.
I hope he's not listening.
It's community radio. Steven, rule one of community radio is no one's listening. That's what they tell me.
Could you imagine? Guy Fieri writes.
Get an angry email from Guy Fieri.
Really bold, a bunch of things underlined in italics.
Yo, it's upset. Like it's red.
20 pages.
Wow, I would love to read that.
I don't know what the 20 pages would be about, but that's the first number that came into my head, mm-hmm. And I'm going to run with it.
Good. Good commitment. Let's hear a song. This song is by the band called It Came From Space. The song is called In Search of an Exit, and it's also what I would qualify as a post-rock banger. So okay. See if you agree.
Okay.
the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe.
And there goes Scruffmouth the Scribe.
Sorry, buddy.
We just heard a double hitter of It Came From Space playing the song In Search of an Exit, and then Pink Shiny Ultra Blast playing the song Umi.
What a name.
I know, it's all one word,
what
too.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, it's just...
Are there any caps in there, is it?
The first one is capital, and then and everything the rest else is, just... yeah, just Pink Shiny Ultra Blast. It's pretty cool. I should change my name to Pink Shiny Ultra Blast. Anyway, so we were talking about... This is an important conversation. So we were talking about... whether in karate, the karate chop is called the karate chop.
Yeah, because it should just be a chop. It should just be a chop. Because I feel like the karate is implied at that point.
Yeah, yeah. You'd think that you would know at that point that you were doing karate. But yet, this is a thing, and people call it the karate chop.
It's not like in baseball, when you're swinging, you don't call it a baseball swing. It's just a swing.
Yeah, yeah, like, exactly. And so I brought it up with people at work, just because I think it's a funny thing. I
mean, it is, yeah. Pretty good, we had a long talk.
They didn't understand.
This.
People at work don't get me. They don't understand like the pure essence of what that question is asking.
It was 10% intrigue, 90% nonsense.
It's mostly nonsense. It's like
which
you
is
gotta,
beautiful.
You got to embrace the nonsense. Yeah, the beautiful nonsense. So anyway, so I brought it up, and one of my coworkers was saying, he's like, oh, yeah, you know who's the person to ask? It's this other guy that works in our lab. You should talk to him. He's been doing martial arts for years. He's a black belt in a number of disciplines.
So he's the go-to source then.
He's just he's the man. So I asked him, and again, he didn't get it. He didn't get why
Come
it was
on,
funny.
Like...
But the good thing was he had an answer.
Okay.
And so he told me, and I promptly absolutely forgot. No, I didn't. I remember it. look at me go. I have more, I should give myself more credit. I believe he said the closest thing would be shuto. And there are a couple of different methods, but there are it is a chop.
Okay.
But it's not called the karate chop, even in karate.
Okay.
And he said that very specifically, there is no chop in judo. So the judo chop, which maybe you've heard, there's no...
I've actually never heard that.
Okay. It's
from
another
one. From my very, very limited knowledge of judo, I think it's more like grappling and whatnot.
Probably.
I believe.
Yeah, but there's just like, I don't know, it's another media thing. Like, judo chop. Just because it's like, I want to do a karate chop. In this TV show or whatever,
but I don't want
to
call it.
But I don't want to call it like I want it to be a little more serious. But there's no chop in judo.
Taekwondo chop?
I don't know if there's a chop in taekwondo.
I don't know. Maybe we're not the right people to be talking about this.
Clearly not. Well,
we are because we establish it's 90% nonsense.
It's not.
And
yeah,
since we're
nonsense.
Both 99% nonsense, there's a huge overlap.
Yeah. Well, and then I brought up the bag thing with him, which is one of my babies. And
yeah, it is. You've been really coveting and nurturing that idea.
Yeah, it suckles at my nipples every night.
Yeah.
And then I asked him about it. Like, I started in like with like, how do you?
I feel like you need to just first describe the bag.
Yeah.
For everyone listening, because.
Okay, so
we need context.
So where it started from is you go to the grocery store, you get your groceries. And they give you your groceries in these plastic bags. And you come home, you put your groceries away, and you have all these plastic bags. How do you store these plastic bags? How do you store them, Jeevan?
Well, I put them in another plastic bag.
And then that bag is a bag.
Because it is a bag which contains more bags.
Yeah. So when I told this guy at work, super nice dude, but just is not on my level. he went on to explain different ways that he stored them and how his parents store them.
No.
Yeah, and he was explaining how his parents have like a big bag with like a drawstring at the top and a smaller one at the end. So you could just stick your hand in the bottom and just pull one out like a tissue dispenser.
Oh, like they have in bathrooms sometimes? Like they have the big rolls and you just kind of grab one almost?
But it would be with
bags.
It would
be a plastic bag and not paper towels.
And then he was saying that he sorts them based on holes or not holes, and then he like puts them in separate boxes.
What use are they to you if they got holes in them, though? Like, what are you going to do with a bag that has just a hole at the bottom? Because if you put something heavy enough, it's just going to rip.
Yeah.
That doesn't seem sturdy.
He just throws them out. I'll have to ask him. And then I was saying, well, like, then the real question is how many orders of magnitude can you go up by putting bags inside other bags? And he was saying, well, actually, there's a practical application to that question, because if you have, like, some sort of object and then you put bags on top of bags over it, then you would have, like, you could just pull off the topmost bag and then use that bag, and then it would be like a...
So he's talking about layering it.
A bag dispenser. Is that a layering it?
I say, like, layering, so it's
layering. I was wondering
layering.
If, I was wondering
that
was
if a weird word. I didn't
layering
it.
Was
you know, you're just layering it.
It's a layering it. Yeah, you build a layering it, and then you can use it. Anyway,
I feel like the problem with bags can just be solved just by cloth bags. Just bring reusable bags, everybody. We don't need plastic bags. Then you still do need a way to store those reusable bags, the cloth ones.
You still,
we
the thing
will
is,
not have nearly as many.
But I need plastic bags occasionally when I'm taking out my recycling. Like I need them sometimes.
Yeah.
But I do have cloth bags, and I do normally use cloth bags, and I do, like, I don't want to kill all the whales, like, you know, save the
I made
whales,
that change
so.
A little while ago, and it's better.
Change.
They're
it's
actually
sturdier
bags.
Yeah,
way
better
bags.
You can fit more stuff in them.
Yeah. You can fit way more things in it.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. I'm going to play another song. This song is just not post-rock, but I really like it. Have you heard of Courtney Barnett?
Is that a singer?
Yes.
No, I haven't. I was going to say, is that an actress or something just obscene and singer came out and that was too applicable?
Yeah, she's a musician.
Yeah, I was going to say, is she like a whale watcher or something like that? But
no. I don't think there are professional whale watchers.
There's got to be
I guess guides are professional.
Yeah, whale you can go on guides. So someone has to tell you where they're going to be. Otherwise,
my friend's dad owns a whale watching business in Victoria.
You're going to say he owns a whale. I'm like, huh?
No.
You can do that? And he just takes it out for a spin, and he takes tourists and be like, hey, check that one out. That one's mine.
You guys want to do some whale watching? We can watch the whale that I own.
But your friend's dad is a guide?
No, he owns a whale watching business, and it's like he's done quite well for himself. I just think, like, what a weird business to own.
Yeah. There's a lot of jobs out there that I didn't know existed.
Yeah.
And then you talk to people who have these types of jobs, and it's like, oh, okay. Guy... I played on a hockey team a couple years ago, and this guy, his business, what he would clean, like, uniforms and stuff and just take them back to people, like, coveralls at shops or, like, chef's whites and things like that. And I did not even imagine that would be a business.
Niche.
Yeah, it's so specific. But that was his job, made a business and made good money. Like, whatever works, right?
Okay. There you go. So this this song is not really post-rock, but I like it, so I'm going to play it because I'm a bit badass.
It's your show too, right?
So you can't tell me what to do. Anyway, so I hope you guys like it. And then the one after it is, again, not really post-rock, but of a similar vein, and I think it's worth playing. So this is Courtney Barnett playing the song Depreston off the album Sometimes I Sit and Think. And sometimes I just sit.
You said we should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. We drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. How's that for first impression? This this place seems depressing. It's a Californian bungalow in a cul-de-sac. It's got a lovely garden, a garage for two cars to park in, or a lot of room for storage if you've just got one. And it's going pretty cheap, you say. Well, it's a deceased estate. Aren't the pressed metal ceilings great? Then I see the handrail in the shower, a collection of those canisters for coffee, tea, and flour, and a photo of a young man in a van in Vietnam. And I can't think of floorboards anymore, whether the front room faces south or north, and I wonder what she bought it for. They came all the way from town to see you, and I know how you'd hate to let them down. But I'd been thinking about the times his hands deceived us, and wondering why you ever stuck around. You were born a fair child of the valley, though at times felt you would sever to the ground. You're not a stone, you're not a stone. Oh, oh, oh. I came to know the names of all my neighbors,
made a home in a valley of my own. And I took a nightly audience with strangers, though not one could ever calm me down when I felt alone. Flesh and bone, just flesh and bone. Came home to find you at my table. Said the worries that had plagued you now were few. And I'd been wondering if I had the strength to face it. Son, if I found mercy, surely you can too. Well, you're not a stone. You're not a stone. Flesh and bone, just flesh and bone. Oh, 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 oh. And now you hold the hand of one who named you. Turned to me and said you must make these words your own.
There has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved.
Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Park. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
And we are back. You're listening to The Spice of Life, if you're just joining us. I made a faux pas earlier, or a pas faux, if you live in opposite land.
I don't think I do.
Oh.
Or maybe I do, and that's just my way of saying it.
Huh. Anyway, I said Wooden Sky was the analog electronic music, but that's just them. They're just, I guess, more of a folk band. So we heard Courtney Barnett playing Depreston off the album Sometimes I Sit and Think and Sometimes I Just Sit. And then after that, we heard The Wooden Sky playing the song Child of the Valley off the album Every Child a Daughter, Every Moon a Son. I'm not sure how all the moons could be the sun.
I don't think that works. physically, but I'll allow it.
I'll allow it. The band that I was thinking of when I said analog electronic music is one that I can't say on the air. It's Holy F-Bomb. Just what it's called. Yeah. And their song is called Stay Lit. But this is a tight song.
I'm excited, yeah.
So we're going to do that. And then we have
Stay Lit. That's genius.
It's just Stay Lit, yeah. So we're gonna hear Stay Lit by Holy.
Was the album called Stay Lit as well? Because if they had just like a match as their album cover, that would be great.
The album's called Latin.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
So yeah, this is what we're just gonna hear that. We just heard two songs. We heard Holy F-Bomb playing the song Stay Lit. Then we heard Jaron Freeman Fox and The Opposite of Everything playing the song Tip of Your Lungs. Both of those were weird. Both of those were not really post-rock, but I wanted to play both of them because I think they're good.
You did give a disclaimer, though. Yep. Some post-rock, some just not post-rock.
Some just not post-rock. That was just some not post-rock. I originally saw Jaron Freeman Fox and The Opposite of Everything at the Victoria Jazz Festival a few years ago. They were there playing the jazz. And he had some funny stuff to say. Two things in particular stuck in my mind. The first was when he was telling, he was asking people to buy CDs, and he was like, It was like, we had to throw out our underwear in order to make room in our luggage for the CDs. So please either buy our CDs or give us underwear because we need it.
Hey, that's, if that's true, that's really committed. If not, great joke still.
I thought it was just a great joke.
Yeah. You never know. It may be true.
You never know.
Musicians go through a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And then he said something that always stuck with me. He was saying that when he was first starting to do music, he found his first violin in the compost in his backyard. And he said that really set the tone for him as a musician, because he always saw himself as more of a less of a composer and more of a decomposer. Yeah, and I was just like, in the background right now, we're getting swooned by Mono. The song is Black Rain.
Oh, I've heard the song before.
Yeah, I like it's Mono. Mono's good. Mono's good. Not great to have Mono.
Nope, not so much.
So I've been told. Have you had Mono?
I haven't. My brother has had it, and it looked terrible.
Mm.
Actually, my brother had strep throat. Then, like, I think 2 weeks later, he got Mono or something.
That is a rough,
terrible, terrible series of events.
Yeah. Hanging out with a rough crowd?
Nope. Just unlucky person.
Yeah.
How do you get Mono from hanging out with a rough crowd?
He's not the most unlucky person. Have you heard about the guy that got struck by lightning 7 times?
Oh, my God. He should just buy tickets for that Powerball lottery.
He got so paranoid that the lightning was following him, because it struck him inside a building.
Oh, like, my God.
Electrocuted. Yeah. So he went, like, pretty insane.
That would make anyone go insane.
I think it would make anyone go insane.
What are the odds of getting struck by lightning? Like, 1, 6 million, 10 million?
It, like, one in a very large number.
And you take that very large number and put it to the power of 7?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Like, inconceivable. So he at near the end of his life, he started thinking that, like, the clouds were following
him. This is real at that point.
Yeah. And so he started carrying water around with him at all times, because the last couple times that he got shocked, it would, like, light stuff on fire. And, like, light him on fire, and he didn't want to get lit on fire.
Stop, drop, and roll?
Like, I guess so, but, like, man.
Oh, that would put me in a constant state of just, like, almost a frenzy. Like, what do you do? Like,
yeah.
You can't be protected. It's the sky.
Yeah, exactly. And so that is, I think, an important thing to keep in mind when you think, oh, man, I was so unlucky today. Like,
you're not that unlucky. You're not getting struck by, like, lightning 7 times in your
life.
Unlucky.
Like, just, and it's stuff where it was like, oh, man, like, I picked the wrong line at the grocery store, and if I'd been in the other line, it would have been out by now. I'm so unlucky.
Oh, no, I got to spend 2 more minutes. Oh, no, I got to go home and watch so much TV.
Like, yeah, exactly. And then it's like, there's a dude that's lived who's been struck by lightning 7 times.
As soon as you start trying to compare anything that's happened in your life, there's always someone who's got it worse. Always.
That's true.
Always. Yeah. There's always someone who's got it better, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Like being a professional rapper, I feel like.
Seriously.
It would be the best job.
That'd be great.
I was talking to someone at my old job, and I was like, oh, man, can you imagine being a professional rapper? And he's like, I don't want to be a professional rapper. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, the job that I'm doing now is the job that I want. And I'm like.
That's impressive.
I'm like, you don't understand, you could be a professional rapper in this scenario. And he's like, yeah, I don't want to be a professional. I'm like, you could do whatever you want. It would be so sick.
You could
sick.
Still do this, but have tons more money.
Yeah, and you could just be, like, just a cool dude.
I don't know if all rappers are cool, though.
But you could be.
Oh, you could.
You don't have to.
You could be cool just by not rapping as well. Exactly. But rapping would definitely increase the odds.
It would increase your street cred, too.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So that, I guess, is bringing us to the end of the show.
It is. Thank you for having me on.
It's always a pleasure. You're fun to hang out with.
Yep. Straight nonsense. That's how I thrive.
Yeah. Nonsense is good. So stay tuned because Ben is going to be dropping some beats, I guess. I don't know what he drops. Ben's going to be here playing music on his show live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, which goes from 9 to 11. So stay tuned for that. Thank you for listening to The Spice of Life. I'm your host, Ben Life. Thanks for being here, Jeevan.
Not a problem.
You're the co-host, Jeevan.
Oh,
Jeevan Samurai.
Nice co-host status.
Yeah.
I'm going to take over the show one day.
Murder me and take over my life.
Can I pretend to be Ben? I don't think that'll work very well.
Well, you're my stunt double.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
It's a very niche joke.
It is.
Sorry.
Two of us get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So everyone who's listening.
Yep. Exactly. Exactly everyone who's listening. On that note, I'll be back from 8 to 9 p.m. next Thursday. So that'll be on the 28th. Thanks for listening or not listening. I don't know. Thanks for being here.
Well, I wouldn't thank the people not listening. Although the message isn't going to get to them anyways.
Exactly.
So either way, irrelevant.
Yep. So have a good week, have a good weekend, and stay tuned for Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell.